Good evening, everybody. This is the Marcus Today End of Day podcast on Friday, 26th of April. Henry winging his way to WA as I speak. He will be in the Lucky Shag pub in a couple of hours. If you want to go along, if you're in Perth and you want to go along and meet Henry, feel free. There's a bit of money behind the bar. Meanwhile, not a good day. Market down 107 points. If you took the falls in the SPY futures over the last couple of days, they were suggesting we'd be down 85 points today, so down 107 points. BHP, the main culprit of the day, down 4.6% on the $56 billion bid for Anglo American. Brokers seem to think it's quite a good strategic fit of assets. Basically, BHP want to buy their South American copper mines, and there are some Tier 1 coal assets, which are a useful addition, but they want Anglo American to sell the rest of the assets. Anglo American obviously say they aren't paying enough. It's an all share bid. That means some significant new share issue from BHP. And of course, everybody's wondering whether BHP hasn't slipped back into its old ways of making ambitious acquisitions at the expense of shareholders. They haven't done anything ambitious for about a decade. And prior to that, they made all sorts of strategic errors, which involved CEOs getting sacked and billions of dollars of write-downs as they wiped out shareholder value. I've seen some Macquarie research on BHP this morning, which has got a target price of $42 when the share price is now $43. And I think the jury is out on this bid. Obviously, if it went away, BHP, you assume, would bounce. The other thought is that this might kick off a wave of merger and acquisition activity in the global resources sector. BHP apparently ran their slide rule over Glencore and Freeport-McMoRan before landing on Anglo American. Their timing is quite good because the Anglo American share price is 50% off its highs just a couple of years ago. But there are obvious comments. I think there are 5 billion shares in BHP, and this is a $56 billion bid. So there are comments about what would have happened to the BHP share price if they told shareholders they were going to hand them $56 billion. Would it have gone up $10? Anyway, it's also lit a bit of a fire under copper stocks. 29 Metals up 6.8% today, and Samphire Resources, which we hold in the trading portfolio, was up 0.8% today against the trend. And with the BHP sell down, looks like there's been a switch into Rio. Rio was up 1.1% today. With the uncertainty in BHP, it's a pretty obvious fund manager call to say, let's just park our money in Rio for the moment. And they've also parked their money in Fortescue Metals, Fortescue Limited, which is up 3.4% today. Having said that, I would point out, despite it's up today, Macquarie had a bit of research out this morning with a target price on Fortescue 45% below the current share price. And Ord Minnett had a target price 35% below the current share price, and Morgan Stanley 23% below the current share price, and the average target price is 19% below the current share price. But up today, what BHP loses, Fortescue and Rio gain in shareholder attention. That was just one of the issues today. Of course, it has been a very busy day. The other big issue today was the US results, and as you will doubtless have already seen, Microsoft had results after hours last night, went up 4.3% in after hours trade, and Alphabet, or Google to you and me, went up 11.9% in after hours trade on late results as well. So that has the NASDAQ futures at the moment up 215 points, which is 1.2%. So the suggestion is the NASDAQ will bounce 1.2% tonight. On top of the Alphabet and Microsoft results, Amazon also went up 3.6% in after hours trade, and AMD 2.8% in after hours trade. Nvidia was up 2.3% in after hours trade. So it should look like a good session. I am questioning, because of course, if you were to think the NASDAQ was going up, we should have a look at this on Monday morning. But if the NASDAQ does go up 1.2% tonight, will LNAS, which is 2 to 2.7 times geared to the NASDAQ, will LNAS go up 3 or 4% on Monday? It shouldn't do, because you could have guessed what the NASDAQ was going to do tonight and bought it today. Anyway, we'll be looking at LNAS on Monday to see if it reflects a rise in the NASDAQ or whether it's already been priced in today. It doesn't look like it has, because it's only up 0.4%. Anyway, that's a sideline. The main point is that the US big tech results season, which started terribly with Meta, which dropped 10.6% yesterday, has been caught by Microsoft and Alphabet, which between them have a market cap about 4 times that of Meta. So maybe Meta will be only bad results. Amazon has results next week. Apple has results next week. We'll see what they do. So big tech aside, BHP bid for Anglo-American aside, the other big issue today, of course, is bond yields. And the Australian 10-year bond yield has been up 19 basis points now since that CPI number on Wednesday came in ahead of expectations. And whilst most strategists were moving their expectations for a rate cut from June, August, or September to November, anyone who's got a mortgage, put your fingers in your ears now and say, because we have the AFR, as you've probably seen if you read the newsletter today, the AFR highlighting the credible strategist at Judo Bank, who's made some insightful calls previously, has suggested that we're going to see 3 rate rises from the RBA this year in August, September, and November, 25 basis point rate rises in each, on the back of a resurgent domestic economy and sticky inflation. And he is saying that 4.35%, where current official rates are, is not high enough to bring price stability back. And he notes that New Zealand, the US, Canada, and the UK have all got base rates above 5%, and that the RBA are standing out like a shag on a rock, a lucky shag, an unlucky shag on a rock, and need to raise rates. Worth noting that since the 4th of April, the bond market has risen almost 50 basis, the 10-year bond yield, has risen almost 50 basis points, 2 rate rises since the beginning of this month. And as if that isn't all bad enough, Capital Economics ices the cake of negativity today by saying that the RBA will raise rates at its next meeting, which is not next week, the week after, May the 7th, will raise rates by 25 basis points. On the back of all that, the Aussie dollar is back to 65.40. And I can tell you for nothing, our market, the equity market, will not make progress if bond yields continue to rise. Then again, the game is to watch the herd, isn't it? Not join the herd. You need to stand back and realize everybody has got their knickers in a twist about interest rates. And the interest rate paranoia is doing 200 miles an hour with its hair on fire this evening. And we need to look for the day that that changes rather than join the herd and run screaming to the hills. A whole load of stuff coming up on the diary. We've got the US PCE price index tonight. There was what's called an advanced PCE price index number in the GDP number out last night in the US. So the US had GDP number last night described as the worst of both worlds. Growth was 1.6%, the slowest since 2022. Consensus had been 2.4%, so well below expectations. But at the same time, there was this advanced PCE price index number within the GDP number for the first quarter, which came in higher than expected. So you had inflation and low growth, in other words, stagflation, and that had everybody worried overnight. But the main US PCE price index number is out tonight. And it seems unlikely, I have to say, after a series of stronger than expected inflation indicators, it seems unlikely that that number won't also be a strong, sticky, persistent inflation indicator. We'll see what happens. Also tonight, we've got Exxon Mobil and Chevron and Colgate Palmolive results in the US. We don't really get into the big tech results again until next week. On Tuesday is Amazon, Eli Lilly, Coca-Cola, AMD, McDonald's, whole bunch of others. On Wednesday's MasterCard, Pfizer, Marriott, eBay. On Thursday, Apple, News Corp. So plenty of US results coming up next week. Also coming up next week, we've got an FOMC 2-day meeting. Finishes on Wednesday night our time. Decision 4 a.m. on Thursday morning our time, followed by a Powell press conference. One of the big numbers next week is US job numbers on Friday. We have retail sales numbers in Australia on Tuesday. There's an Eurozone inflation number on Tuesday as well, and Eurozone GDP number on Tuesday as well. Very busy. On top of all that, if that wasn't enough, next week we have Coles and Woolies with sales numbers for the third quarter, and we have NAB half-year interim results on Thursday, Macquarie full-year results on Friday. I'm afraid I can't be buying these ahead of the results. I do note that both Deutsche Bank and Barclays were up 8 and 6% last night in the UK on the back of first quarter results. It may well be with rising and high rates that NAB, Westpac and ANZ have enjoyed quite fat margins for the last quarter. We'll find all that out with NAB results on Thursday. ANZ and Westpac have results the week after, and there's an RBA meeting the week after. We've also got a Rio AGM next week, and I'm sure we'll hear more from BHP about Anglo-American. Lots going on. And to quick fire a whole bunch of stock stories, ResMed had better than expected results in the US last night. It was up 9.6%. Citi's got a buy recommendation this morning, target price 18% above the current share price. Super Retail Group, SUL, dropped 3.4% today. They are anticipating a workplace claim from two employees worth $30 to $50 million on the back of a bit of boardroom shenanigans by the looks of it. Computer share down 1.8% today on a small acquisition. Nick Scali came out of its $50 million placement, $4 million of which went to the CEO, and jumped 11.5% today. The placement was at $13.25. Price is now $15.85. I would have taken $4 million worth as well on that immediate profit. NIB Holdings down today. It was down quite badly to start with. It's only down 3.3% in the end. Only thing I could find was a downgrade from Jefferies. Fortescue Metals, as I say, up 3.4% today. Did I already mention? Yes, I think I did. Macquarie had a target price 45% below the current share price this morning. Linus Rare Earth, Citigroup's downgrade to a sell recommendation. That share price down 3% today. Target price 15% below the current share price. Morgan Stanley's target price 20% below the current share price. Newmont Mining up 13.9% today on results in the US last night, which came in better than expected. It helps when the gold price rises, but it does tell you most gold stocks should have very good results on the back of the gold price in the last 3 months. And that's why the gold sector today is the only sector that's up. It was up 3.35%. It's almost all reflecting Newmont. Kogan City has a sell recommendation, a target price 6% below the current share price today. But before you react to that, Ord Minnett has an accumulate recommendation on Kogan with a target price 110% above the current share price today. Pay your money, take your choice. Kogan down 0.6% today. Beach Petroleum, two brokers had buy recommendations on Beach Petroleum today. Share price down 0.6%. Champion Iron had production numbers which missed forecast. Citi had a buy recommendation this morning with a target price 27% above the current share price. Share price up 5.3% today. Mineral Resources had quarterly production numbers as well on Wednesday. Citi had a buy recommendation on them as well with a target price 15% above the current share price. Bell Potter a buy as well with a target price 24% above the current share price. Paladin, both Macquarie and Shaw Brothers had Shaw and Partners had buy recommendations on it this morning with target prices 9 and 20% above the current share price. Unfortunately, the uranium sector had a bit of a bad day. Boss Energy down 5%, Paladin down 4.1%. And there you go. That'll about do you today. I think that's enough. A shabby day, but should be better on the NASDAQ tonight. Watch out for the PCE price index numbers tonight. I'll be back with the weekend email tomorrow, weekend newsletter tomorrow. Good luck to anybody down the lucky shag tonight with Henry. You have a good evening and a great weekend.